A blessed Sunday morning to all on June the 23rd. Thank you for joining me on Inspiration and Religion right here on WWDB. This is Scott Borsky. It is such an honor to be with you in faith and prayer and all that's good with the love of God. If you are new to joining this program, welcome. It is such a privilege to pray with you, especially as we begin this new season of summer. So let's begin. We pray. We pray to God. We say thank you, God, for the creation of summer, for giving us this beautiful season. We give you thanks for the gift of summer. As we celebrate this season of light and warmth, may we recommit ourselves to being the light and warmth of your love to everyone that we meet. And don't forget, prayer doesn't end in the summer. No matter where you may be in the world, whether it's a vacation, whether it's a staycation, prayer is always appropriate. We don't rest from prayer, from our relationship, from our friendship with God in the summer. God certainly doesn't rest. God certainly doesn't slumber. God is everywhere. God is with us no matter where we would be, no matter where we are today, tomorrow, and the next day, all through July and August. We thank God for being with us, for being within us, our body, our minds, and souls. So 24/7, no matter where we are, it is appropriate to give thanks to God wherever we may be. In fact, a friend of mine sent to me a soda cup from an In-N-Out burger restaurant. We don't have In-N-Outs here in Greater Philadelphia or South Jersey. At least I don't think we do. If I'm wrong, I do apologize. He sent this to me. And do you know that the In-N-Out restaurants, they put Bible verses on their cups? I wish McDonald's and Burger King did that as well. The one he sent to me was Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Do you know what that is? You don't? Grab your Proverbs book. Proverbs chapter 3, 5, which says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." Now, the cup doesn't say the words of the verse. It just puts the chapter and verse of the verse, and it's up to you to go look it up, and I think that is better. It's always an opportunity when you see a billboard sign or online, just chapter and verse, it allows you to go and look it up yourself and to learn. So I love what In-N-Out Burger do with their cups. They put verses from scriptures on it. I think more places should do that, so you realize that everything you do, everything you say is a bless, especially food. You know, all religions say a blessing for food before we eat. In Judaism, we say a blessing for food before we eat and a blessing for food after we eat. It just takes the ordinary to become extraordinary. So we don't take the food for granted. So we say the blessing before to thank God for the food, and we say a blessing afterwards to thank God for allowing us that we just had nutrition, and we thank God for the food on our tables. We should always turn ordinary acts of life that many of us may take for granted. We should turn the ordinary into extraordinary, and no better example of that than eating, because we all eat 3, 4, 5. I don't even want to tell you how many times I eat a day, but we should turn that into a special circumstance of giving gratitude for the food that we eat. And on that, we all say amen. And remember, Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And when you're traveling around the country, especially go into an In-N-Out burger place and look at what they have to offer there, as we all say amen. As we go into the summer, I always tell my students that it is not a time to stop doing good deeds, to bring joy into others, to bring the godliness into others, because as we always say, you should know this by heart, sometimes the only God that anyone ever sees on a daily basis is the God in you and the God in me. And one of the things I tell my students to do is keep doing acts of love and kindness. In Hebrew, we call that gemilut chasadim. Gemilut chasadim, acts of love and kindness. And I try to help them on their way, to give them a little push. And one of the things that I love to do each summer, I go into my local Barnes and Noble stores and I put little notes, and I'll tell you what the note says into some of the books in the children's section, the children's book section, and I announce it, which I will be announcing. In fact, the week after, starting in July, I will be going into don't tell them there, but the Barnes & Noble in Marlton. That's Marlton, New Jersey, my local Barnes & Noble, into the kids section and putting notes into a handful of books. And the notes say, God does not stop in the summer. It's a blessing to nurture your mind through reading, to give and to pay it forward. Please accept this gift with a humble heart and give to any worthwhile charity of your choice. Hashtag blessings. And I put that note in books along with a little bit of money, a $5 bill, a few $1 bills, a $10 bill. And when kids find it and give the note to their parents and the money and say, please accept this gift with a humble heart and give it to any worthwhile charity, usually I've been told who find it, the parents take the $5 bill, the $1 bill, and they add to it some more money, and they send it to their favorite charity, their favorite nonprofit. And it is such a blessing to hear from them. I put my number, my text on the note, and they text me. I always say, please let me know that you found it and what charity you gave to. And they do. And it's always an honor and privilege to know that they gave, they paid it forward to their local charity. So in July, start going and bring your kid to the kids section in Barnes & Noble in Marlton, New Jersey. And you will see some books there that have this note and some money. You have to find them. They're not going to be just laid out. Your kids have to go searching and reading. And that will give them the opportunity to pay for their love, to pay for their blessings, and to pay for forward their righteousness. And contact me. I would love to hear acts of love and kindness that you are doing over the summertime. That would be a blessing to me, and I would love to share it on this program and on my social media. That would be wonderful, wonderful to hear. And on that, certainly we say amen. And another thing that I do in the summertime is now don't take this the wrong way, I give tickets to kids. I happen to be a police chaplain in many of the police departments here in South Jersey, and I have tickets. And if I see out on the road, out and about, your child doing something that is good, something that brings blessings and joy to the world, I will give them a ticket. And that ticket is good for a free slice of pizza at a few of our local pizza places, a few of our local delis and Italian restaurants. So if I see you and I give your child a ticket here in South Jersey, you will know that they are doing something that is bringing joy and wonder and miracles to our community. And the more tickets I give out, the better it is. So if I come up to you, boy and girl, and I give you a ticket, I want to thank you for being a blessing in our community. And on that certainly, we all say, amen. I want to hear what your children, your grandchildren are doing good in our community this summer. I would love to share it because when you hear what others are doing, it gives you incentive. It gives you a little push to do good things either. And let me tell you, my friends, this is something that should be ingrained in your heart. If you're thinking of starting to volunteer for a nonprofit, for an organization, for a church group, a synagogue group in your community, do it. Start it now. Never, ever, ever say, I will give some of my time when my life is perfect, when my health is better, when my finances are better, when my psychological nature is better. Stop thinking that way, because respectfully, our lives will never be perfect. There will never come a time that you can say, ah, everything is working the way it should be. Now I will give my time to an organization, a charity, a nonprofit, a foundation. That time will never come. Our lives are never perfect. As they say, nobody is perfect. No matter where you are now, even if some of the essences of your being, whether it's financially, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, is in the valley a little bit, if everything is not up on the top of the mountain, still give a little bit of your time, a little bit of your heart to a charity of your choice over the summer. You won't believe what a blessing it will be to others, and even more importantly, what a blessing it will be to you. So take that time. Never wait. The time is now. And on that certainly, we all say, amen. I'm always looking for things in the news that we can say amen to. And just yesterday, I found something in the wonderful state of Louisiana, where those of us who went to the University of Texas, the college like myself, say Louisiana. So whether or not you say Louisiana or Louisiana, Louisiana just this week became the first state to require the Ten Commandments be displayed in public classrooms. Now that used to be, but that was taken away in every state like decades ago, but it's coming back. God, who never left, still is coming back, and Louisiana became the first state to require that the Ten Commandments be put back up in all public classrooms. Now, in case you haven't noticed, in many schools, and hopefully it's not one that your children go to, but in many schools, they're really not teaching, with the capital T-E-A-C-H. They're really not teaching much of anything. We need to go back to the basics, and we need to start with morals. And that's what the Ten Commandments are. All states should follow the example of Louisiana. We need to invite God back into schools, our government, and all areas of our lives. And for that, we can all say amen. We also say amen to our sponsors on this wonderful, wonderful Sunday morning. We say thank you to Bonnie and her wonderful staff at the Men's and Boys Store in beautiful Warminster, Bucks County, Pennsylvania, in the Warminster Shopping Center at 320 York Road. Simply the best in men's clothing and boys' clothing. Always, always winning awards. I am amazed how many best of awards they constantly win from the voting of all those in Greater Philadelphia and South Jersey. They certainly have summer merchandise coming in daily for both men's and boys' clothing departments. All your summer clothing needs, plus suits and sports coats, khakis, sportswear, shoes too, for all your summer weddings, bar and bat mitzvahs, confirmations, first holy communions, and certainly custom tailoring to tux sales and tuxedo rentals, formerly from Fleet's Men's Store in Northeast Philly and Huntington Valley for 25 years. They are presently located in the beautiful Warminster Shopping Center at 320 York Road. Just as a reminder, they are closed on July 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. For holiday vacation, but other than that, wherever you are in the Delaware Valley, whether it be South Jersey, any of the suburbs of Philly, please go in. Every time I go there, and I go there as often as I can to look as handsome as I do, I see folks there from all over the Delaware Valley. Why? Because they are simply the best. Give Bonnie a call at 215-914-2060. 215-914-2060. The Men's and Boys Store, simply the best. And for Bonnie and her staff, we certainly all say all say amen. And I wanted to remind you that nearly every day I have the opportunity and the blessing of being a hospital chaplain in mostly all of the hospitals here in South Jersey, especially all of the other virtual hospitals. And not a day goes by that I don't speak with folks, wonderful people who are going through very, very tough times because they have a parent in the hospital, hospice, or simply sick at home. I always say to them, how's mom or how's dad? The word your is totally redundant. At this point in the person's life, their parents are the only mom or dad in the world. So to say, how's your mom? How's your dad? Just takes on a different meaning. You just need to say, and this is a lesson for all of us. I'm sure there are not many of us who don't have a friend whose parents are not doing well in their physical nature, and maybe it's of yourself. So when you speak with these people, the word your really doesn't need to be there because in their mind, the only mom or dad is their mom or dad. So simply say, how's mom or how's dad? And it'll make them feel so much closer to you with appreciating your thoughts of love and caring. And certainly on that, we all say, amen. I want to wish a very first anniversary of a wonderful couple that I just married. It's the first anniversary. So 1 year ago this week to Michal and Brett. And Michal works in one of our local zoos in Greater Philadelphia. She does all the computer graphics. She does the website, the social media. And just a little while ago, she invited myself, my wife, and my son to have a private tour of the zoo, and I just loved it. And the reason I bring it up is that my favorite part of that tour with Michal was to feed the giraffes. Now, most of us don't have giraffes as pets. I don't think any of us do, but I can tell you that this summer and come fall, I have my world famous Bless the Pets, where I dress as Noah, as in Noah and the Ark, and I go to local pet stores, or I go to local houses of worship that are inviting their congregants to bring in dogs and cats, and I bless the pets dressed as Noah, and it is such a blessing to all of the families. It's certainly a blessing to the cats and dogs. So the reason I bring this up, if you are involved in a local church or local synagogue, a local house of worship, and you would like to have a Bless the Pets occasion where you invite your congregants to bring. We line up outside and bring your cats and your dogs, and one by one, I will bless them, your furry friends, with abundant health, with abundant love, with an abundant long life. Give me a call. I would love to come to your house of worship and be involved and lead for your congregants a blessing of the pets. Just call or text me or email me. All my contact information is on my social media, on Facebook, on Instagram. Just Google me. You will find my number, but here it is. Call or text me at 267-971-8799. 267-971-8799. Again, 267-971-8799. Blessing of the pets, a perfect time in the summertime and the fall. Let's set that up together. It would be a blessing for all of us. I wanted to ask you, how much time do you allow for praying each and every day? Certainly, I hope it's some time. Certainly, it is appropriate to pray 24/7. wherever you are. We always talk about what is prayer. Don't be scared away by the word prayer. Prayer is simply a wonderful word that just means a conversation with God to say, thank you, God, to say, God, I know you have a purpose in my life. I know that that purpose is not always clear to me, but when that purpose comes, I will thank you for making me wait. Or when you, we, and I will understand why you made me wait. Or when you wake up in the morning, just open your eyes and say, thank you, God, for allowing me to wake up on this brand new day. This is the day the Lord has made. That is prayer. So I ask you, how much time do you allow for prayer each and every day? I will remind you that when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you should do is not N-O-T. Not grab your phone and go to Facebook or TikTok or Instagram and see what everyone else is doing. The first thing you should do when you wake up in the morning is say, good morning, God. You should see what God is doing. God should be our friend. God should be the one that we speak to first and foremost in the morning. And after all, don't we all want a God that we can speak to? Don't we all want a God to be our friend? So I asked, how much time do you allow for prayer each and every day? And it should be a large number. It should be a constant number. We should be in a constant, continual state of prayer each and every day. And on that, certainly we all say amen. You know, I post on Facebook, on Instagram, on social media often. It is an honor to have an interaction with all those in our community, an interaction of faith in love and in prayer. And I posted that question just last week, how much time do you pray? And that was the most responded to post I had the whole week. Some folks said 15 minutes, which is awesome. Some folks said each and every moment of the day, and that is awesome. But no matter what your answer is, increase it. Increase your closeness to God. Increase your relationship to God. And on that certainly, we all say amen. We also say amen to our friends at the Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. And if you are thinking of prearranging a funeral for yourself or a loved one, look no further than Mount Laurel Home for Funerals, conveniently located off of Route 38 in beautiful Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Their brand new facility features amenities unlike any other funeral home in the Delaware Valley. They have been serving all backgrounds, all religions, all traditions in South Jersey since 1992. Call them today at 856-234-6900. 856-234-6900. Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. Pay less, get more, a lot more. David Potasio, Senior Director, New Jersey, license number 3796. And for them, we all say, amen. When you wake up in the morning and when you go to bed at night, that's the most important time to realize that we are all in a relationship with God. We should say, dear God, I just want to thank you for giving me another day. Dear God, I just want to thank you for allowing me to go out in this world to bring goodness into others, to bring a blessing into others. I wanted to remind you, we've spoken about this before. We are in, as we all know, the political season with the commercials, the advertisements, everywhere that we turn. But if you turn off the news and just talk to friends and family and neighbors, you will find that we live in such a great country, and this country is far more harmonious and blessed then you're being told if you're watching the news or listening to the radio, like news radio, or reading the paper or reading magazines, turn them off, especially in the summertime. Rejuvenate, renew your body. And if you just talk to people about the goodness in life, about the blessings and wonders and miracles in life, you will find that people are so much more similar than we are different. And you will look at them in a much more loving way, a much more courteous way, a much more friendship-filled way. And that is a blessing for all of us. And on that certainly, we can all say, amen. So as we go into the summer, as we go into this new season in our lives, and you know, seasons in our life are not just defined by the summer, spring, autumn, and winter. They are defined by God listening to our prayers and answering our prayers. So as we close out today, have this attitude, God. This is where you have me now. This is the season that you have me now. I may not like it. I may not understand. But I'm going to keep doing my best, knowing that you are going to use this, whatever is going on in my life, to my advantage. I'm always asking people to write down little notes. So go get a sticky note. Go get a little piece of paper that you could put it somewhere. Somewhere that you read each and every day multiple times. I'll wait. I have nothing else. All right, you got your pencil. You got your little sticky note. Here we go. Ready? God, this is where you have me right now. I may not like it. I may not understand. But I'm going to keep doing my best, knowing that you are going to use this to my advantage. And on that, we say amen. So don't forget each and every day to count your blessings. Write them down on a Count Your Blessings billboard, a Count Your Blessings chart, a Count Your Blessings piece of paper, and hang it on the ceiling above your bed before you go to bed. You will look at it and realize how very, very blessed you are, and in return, how very blessed all those in your circle of life and your circle of life and your circle of love are. Have a beautiful Sunday, everybody, and I look forward to being with you each and every day. And as we always say, pray more, worry less.